Hi everyone and welcome to Talk It Out with Rumani. लोग क्या कहेंगे ये तो सुना ही होगा और कभी सोचा भी होगा, तो उन लोगों के कुछ सवाल और उनके सुलझे हुए जवाब इस पॉडकास्ट में एवरी मंडे एंड थर्सडे विद अ न्यू एपिसोड. कुछ कहानियां जो अनकही थी और अनसुनी भी, उसको सुनेंगे भी और उसे सीखेंगे भी.
Welcome to Talk It Out and hi everyone, welcome to the second episode of Talk It Out. So let me introduce you first. So today we have Dr. Archana Singh. She is an OBG consultant at Cloud9, India's leading maternity chain. So Archana, today we are going to discuss about female health. So I thought you are the better person for this. So who would be the better person than you? So let's start.
Yeah, sure.
Can you just tell us something about like your professional career first, so that people will know you more better?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, hello everyone. So I'm Dr. Archana Singh. I did my MBBS from Calcutta National Medical College, and I did my MS in OBG from Safdarjung Hospital, New Delhi. Then I came to Bangalore. And I started my career from Cloud9 Hospital only. So yeah, so right now I'm like consultant. I'm working as consultant here. So that's it.
That's great. So you would be encountered with lot of cases every day, and that's really thrilling and a roller coaster ride for a doctor also. So let us start. So my first question would be, I just wanted to know, as a woman, it is always, we have seen that they tend to neglect their health. So which is a female, let's suppose talk about female hygiene or female health, which is like under discussed matter. So can we just talk something about like female health, which is still not discussed in our society, or which is still not discovered by many of us? Even us, we also don't know many of the things. So can we just start with something like that?
Yeah, sure. So see Rumani, I'll just discuss in brief. Like, see, female health issues related to like age related issues also. So I'll discuss maximum health issues about reproductive age group. Okay, because good. Maximum problem starts in this age group only. Mm-hmm. So like, you all of you must be aware, like, what is menarche, what is menopause,
yes,
and what is reproductive age group. So we categorize female into reproductive age group between 15 to 49 years, like till she attains her menopause.
Okay,
so the age at which period starts is menarche, and the age at which period stops is like menopause. Okay. So maximum females, they face health issues in this reproductive age group only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So many females, they are not aware of like many issues, like how to maintain her personal hygiene, because lots of hormonal changes happens at every stage.
True.
Okay.
Yes, true that.
So at puberty also lots of thing happens. So like mothers, they should be like friendly to her daughter. They should tell her like at what age, because previously like age at menarche was little on a higher side, like around 13-14 years. Now age has come down, like average is like, we are seeing many girls, they attain menarche at 9-10 years also. So they are very like, they, it's very young age, and lots of changes happens at every stage. Okay, so they don't tell so like mother should be very friendly to her daughter and tell her about what all changes happens. That is like like breast changes, puberty changes, mental changes, like lots of physical and mental changes happens. Okay, so in the puberty, like in reproductive age group, like adolescents, they like many females, they are suffering from PCOD. It's very common nowadays, thyroid disorders, and pregnancy, lactation, like lots of myths also related to all these things.
So we will discuss all these things.
Yeah,
because what I have seen is, like, as you said, adolescence and teenager time. So these are actually, I have seen many teenagers, or even I have been through that. So every girl have been through that. So that actually disbalance your mental health also. So how it affects the mental health also, like, what are the negligence which we should take care, because of, because that is a phase, either we go this side or that side mentally. So
so I'll tell you how,
how does it affect mentally, like this imbalance and everything?
So see, mood swings, we say, like, suppose for example during pregnancy, there are lots of hormonal changes happens. So basically there are two hormones, estrogen and progesterone. In that is like main female hormones. Okay, so that, like, whenever some part goes up, some hormone goes down. So these hormonal imbalances happen, and these affects every part of the female body, including the mental health also. Okay, so suppose anyone has conceived, and like every female doesn't have all the symptoms. Some has those symptoms like mood swings, some doesn't have. So I mean, during pregnancy, like, partner, family members, they should be very supportive. They should not just neglect her. Like, previously it was, they were not aware. Nowadays, like, females are working and they are under so much of stress, and at workplace also, at home also, she has to balance everything. So, like, they should be, I mean, partner, basically the partner should be very supportive. And nowadays, like, many like couples, they are having like just nuclear families, only two members are there. So husband should be very supportive. They should understand, like, if any female comes to me, like, suppose she has conceived for the first time, they are not aware. They just say, no, no, why she is very angry, she starts crying all the time. Husband asks, like, she is not, like, very interested to do all things. So why it has happened, something has happened to her. So it's like normal. But, like, you should be emotional. I mean, you should be emotionally supportive to her. This is one thing during pregnancy. Like after delivery also. After delivery, suddenly, like, hormonal, these estrogen, progesterone comes down. Because of that, there are lots of, like, physical and mental changes happens again. So many females, they have mood swings, like postpartum depression is one of the thing. Then they may be very agitated also. They may be very anxious also. So there are lots of, like, mental, I'll not say disorder, but lots of mental changes, mental health changes happens because of the hormonal changes. So all these are related to hormonal, and something about your, like, background, your family,
environment,
partners, environment, all these things matters.
Yeah, so that's how. So sometimes actually this hormonal imbalance may lead to a serious problem also, a long-term problem also. So you have been through, like, you have seen all these cases. So can you discuss any of the cases you might have encountered?
So I'll just tell you what all like disorders are very commonly seen in our population. First, I told you about PCOD, that is polycystic ovarian disease. Okay, we can prevent PCOD, like, in adolescent girls, in any age group it can happen. But many females are coming around between 20 to 30 years. And these COVID times, they are not going out, they are not doing any physical activity, lots of stress, and these further aggravate this PCOD. So we can't treat PCOD as such, we can prevent it. So how? So first thing, it's a huge topic, it will take long to discuss. I'll just discuss some points. How to prevent? So first and foremost treatment is lifestyle modification. Like, everyone should do some form of physical activity, either exercise, yoga, walk, running, swimming, anything. Because these things makes female hormones better. So these are like hormonal disturbances only, this PCOD. So what are symptoms? So excessive weight gain, hair loss, then irregular periods. So many females, they come with this complaint only, like irregular periods. Okay, they have irregular periods. So they themselves say, ma'am, I'm having PCOD. So what should I do? I mean, any treatment for that? So I told, I can't categorize on the symptoms. We have to do ultrasounds. We have to do some lab tests. Then only we categorize the female as PCOD.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because when you were just discussing about this. So nowadays, many of these apps and all these, I should not name the brands, but they are actually, we would treat the PCOD. So,
yeah.
There are a lot of myths about PCOD and PCOS.
Yes.
So for me, there are people who doesn't even understand that, but just Googling around it and just they declare themselves as PCOD or PCOS.
Yeah. They don't tell me the symptoms. Yeah, I'm having the symptoms. They just say, I'm having PCOD. So just tell me first your symptom, right? Like in the ultrasound report, it's showing multiple cysts in the ovaries, so I'm PCOD. If many females, they don't have the symptoms only. In the ultrasound, just it's showing PCOD. That female is not having PCOD, only ultrasound report shows PCOD. They have those symptoms.
Okay.
So there is no treatment as such, but yeah, we treat the symptoms of PCOD. If she has irregular periods, if she has excessive growth of hairs, like unwanted hairs, acne, then after marriage, they may face infertility issues. Okay. So these symptoms can be treated. Okay, but we don't treat PCOD as such. So only lifestyle modification is the only thing. And many times I have seen in the Google and the ad there, so we have reversed the PCOD.
Yes.
I mean, it has completely gone. It will not go. Yes. It is like long if you have this PCOD, it will be like lifelong. Okay. You might be symptom free. Okay. Like diabetes and hypertension. These will not go. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have to do some changes in your lifestyle. Then only it will be under control. So like PCOD. So many myths are also related to this PCOD.
Yes.
So I have PCOD. Because of that, I'm gaining weight. Because of that, I have this infertility issue. Yeah, correct. But what are you doing for yourself? Are you doing something? Are you physically active? Are you not taking junk foods?
Okay.
I mean, these things, if you change your lifestyle, then maximum females will be healthy. And this PCOD will not affect much.
Yes,
second is this PCOD is one thing. Second is thyroid. Thyroid is also very commonly seen in our population.
True, that is
also one of the culprit for irregular periods, for this excessive weight gain, for hair loss. So like symptoms are almost similar.
Okay.
So if you are facing any irregular periods, you should not do anything yourself. You just consult your gynecologist. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't label yourself that you are having any disease.
Yes.
Okay, first consult the doctor and then let them do some investigation, some tests, and then let them decide what you have.
Exactly. Because this minute things like you said about thyroid, we ignore this all this because we think like thyroid is just to our thyroid gland, just limited to our thyroid gland. But we don't realize how it affects our health internally.
It affects everything. All over all your body. Okay, because thyroid hormones are very important for your overall mental and like physical health.
Okay.
It also affects the mental health also. Okay, so I'll tell you, like if a mother is having thyroid disorder, hypothyroid, and she is not taking her, during pregnancy, she is not taking her medicines regularly. Okay, so in the child, that thyroid, hypothyroid may pass and the child may have the mental retardation also.
Oh.
Okay. So mother, I mean, during pregnancy, there are some strict criteria to take the thyroid related to versus non-pregnant females.
Okay.
So that doctor will decide. And many females I have seen have started thyroid medicine for her. Again, they tested her their TSH value and they stop on their own. And again, they come back with the so much of high thyroid value. So don't stop it. If any doctor has started any medicine, don't stop the medicine. Just continue.
Yes, true.
Okay, let the doctor decide whether to decrease the dose or increase the dose.
Yes. Okay. So Yeah, that is how, because I have seen that when I was also expecting, I was conceived. So I have seen that even I was on my thyroid medication, because it is said that a pregnant woman has a TSH level more than a non-pregnant woman, as you discussed. So I never knew that it will affect the child in the womb this badly. Okay.
It affects.
Okay. And how does it affect a mother, like a non-pregnant woman, a thyroid?
So thyroid, female will be like, first is excessive weight gain. Okay. Second one, nowadays we are seeing thyroid disorder in thin patients also.
Yes.
Okay. So, but if the thin patient is gaining weight, excessive weight gain, first, that is like hypothyroid. First, we categorize thyroid disorder in two parts. One is hypothyroid, one is hyperthyroid.
Okay.
Hypothyroid means TSH level is high. Hyperthyroid means TSH level is low. Okay. So, in hypothyroid, maximum patients have a tendency to gain weight. In hyperthyroid, they have a tendency to lose weight.
Okay.
Second, this is the first thing. Second thing is they feel excessive fatigue, interested in doing anything. Okay. They feel like if they walk for some time, then they feel excessive tiredness.
Yeah,
so that is also one of very important symptom. And like, yeah, in females, irregular periods and hair loss, these all are also the symptoms of hypothyroidism.
I was wondering, I have never seen a male going through a thyroid and hypothyroid and hyperthyroid. Why is it that like a female has this thyroid issue?
Yeah, cause is exactly, we also don't know. Okay, but females are more prone for having hypothyroid. But hyperthyroid, males are also suffering from hyperthyroid. So most common disorder is hypothyroidism. Hyperthyroidism, it's not that much common. It's the rare. Okay. So hyperthyroid is equal in both men and women, but hypothyroid, definitely it's more, I don't know, because of the genetics or we don't know exact cause. But yes, like 50-60% females in Indian population, like India, are having this hypothyroidism.
Yeah, because female body is so complicated. Like gradually or like in a day, in their span, they will give a birth, and all these are very complicated process in their
and
system.
And one more thing I just want to add, like you asked about hypothyroidism. So hypothyroid, we used to study in our books that like hypothyroidism is most common in the population living around mountains.
Okay.
Because their salt is not having that much of iodine. Yeah, correct. So iodine.
Okay.
So we are goiter. You must be aware of goiter.
Right? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Growth of this thyroid gland. Mm-hmm. So previously it was like that, but now like iodized salt is available.
Yes, yes.
So it's nowadays like everywhere. It's like common. Okay. Mm-hmm. So these. Because iodized salt, we are having, all persons are having iodized salt, but still thyroid is very common.
Common.
Nowadays, it's not related to iodine as such. It's related to something about genetics.
Okay, so it is genetically...
Yeah, genetically controlled now.
Okay. And see how it, as soon as it is, like a thyroid can create a mental health problem and everything. And actually, sometime I have seen, even I have been through that, and I have seen many, under thyroid, they would be having this mental tiredness, mental fatigue, like not about only physically, but even mentally. And then they claim itself as a mental disorder.
So
we never actually see into the smaller part, like we are not taking the thyroid medications and everything. So like that, there are a lot of things which is still needs, like women especially needs lot of education on this. So as we were discussing once about the HPV something, because when I see women, we are still on the urban places, so we are still educated. We go through Google and everything. We have resources, but there's still many who are they have no birth control. First of all, in rural places, they have no birth control. they doesn't know many, like they don't have idea about education, about proper education, about, as you said, menopause or anything. So what is HPV? Can you just highlight something on that?
Yeah, sure. So HPV full form is human papilloma virus. Okay. And that is the main causative organism of cervical cancer.
Okay.
You must be aware of cervical cancer. That is the most common cancer in India. Mm-hmm. Okay. Among Indian females. Okay. Second is breast cancer. Okay. Mm-hmm. So cervical cancer, we can prevent it. Nowadays, HPV vaccines are available that that should be given between age group between 9 to 45 years. And that is, 9 to 45 years. And that is more effective if the if we give vaccine to the females who doesn't start her sexual activity.
Okay.
Okay, before starting her sexual activity, if the female takes this vaccine, then those females are having more protection against HPV. Okay. Against cervical cancer. So HPV, there are lots of variants of HPV. Okay, so nowadays, like there are two types of HPV vaccine available. One is cervarix and other is Gardasil. So cervarix, it's just protect the cervical cancer, and Gardasil, it prevents the cervical cancer along with that genital warts also. Okay, so because HPV is the causative organism for these genital warts. So nowadays, we are giving this Gardasil 9. It's a little bit costly, but it is effective against both the cervical cancer and genital warts.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and it is very effective. This vaccine is very effective.
Yes.
Okay.
Because even when we were young, we were not educated this much because of lack of knowledge or lack of resources, you can say. So now,
nowadays also, like in my OPDs, they, when I discuss this, like when they come for health checkup and all, so you should take this HPV. Like I can say 30-40% females only, they come back to take this vaccine. So every
that is
vaccine
very
is
less. That is very less. Actually,
yeah, that is very less. Yes. Okay, 30-40% is very less. I mean, after explaining this, that it's very effective. You just have to take this vaccine, and you will be protected against most common cancer. Still, they are not taking. So, what to do? So, I think awareness is very important. They feel there are some side effects, but there is, like all medicines, all vaccines, everything has some side effects. Nothing is 100% protective, but we don't see as such, like minor side effects.
Okay, so the minor,
so I think with this discussion, many whoever are listening,
I was enlightened with this actually, because see, this is not about the lack of knowledge. This is mostly about lack of time also. We don't spend this much of time researching about the health we go through or the main hygiene, anything, because and long run I have seen women having more of the cancer, like the most of the cancers are like the cancer affected, if we see, there are more of the women because they have all this complicated body and we keep ignoring about that. So we have seen our moms also keep ignoring about their health. They doesn't even know about the menopause or anything, and periods is still a taboo. Like we can't discuss that with the doctors. We can't discuss because that is still a taboo, and we feel very shame of that, which is very this is a part of reproductive thing, but still it's we can't share about this. We can't, even if we have some complications, we don't go to doctor much often as we go to a general physician, but we don't visit for a gynecologist. So I just wanted to know, as we discuss about the hormonal imbalance and everything, so is it hormonal imbalance is a major factor towards our mental health?
Hormonal imbalance, definitely it causes mental disturbance, and it definitely affects the mental health also. As I told you, like at many stages, hormonal imbalance happens. Like hormonal changes, not imbalance, hormonal changes happens.
Okay.
In female life, like at the time of puberty, when the female starts her menstrual cycle, at that time, lots of like hormonal changes happens at during like reproductive age group, during pregnancy, after delivery, at the time of menopause. So at these stages, like females should be females should know, like they should be aware what all things are going to change. Okay, so they should consult, either they should consult their elders or they should better consult gynecologist once.
Okay.
So at the time of puberty also, at the time of puberty, mother should teach her their girls, and they should, if required, they can consult a gynecologist. Okay. At the time of menopause, during pregnancy, definitely many females, they come and consult gynecologist, but they don't discuss about their mental health issues. Like after delivery also, like during lactation, like postnatal period, they don't discuss about mental health issues. And many females, they go into postpartum depression also. They think, no, this is like because they're not able to sleep properly. They have to handle lots of things. That is, yeah, that is correct. That is one, because definitely life has changed. Because one new person, you are not able to sleep properly. But yeah, lots of hormonal changes also happens. Okay. So if she is facing lots of difficulties, so her partner or her family members should see that, is there any problem with the lady? If yes, she will not say properly, like, yeah, I'm having, because they are not aware. Yeah, something like this also happens.
Because these are all the body changes also. There are a lot of body changes. Physically also,
mental.
During pregnancy, we have gained weight, and there are a lot of body changes.
Correct.
So that affects mentally, I understand. And even we should discuss, because emotionally also, we were somewhere very, like, we take a seat back towards our health, towards our emotions, because as it is always said, it's a magical period postpartum, but nobody discusses about that other side of the
postpartum. Other side, yeah. Yes. So if they feel, if the female feel, or if the family members, they feel that, yeah, something is not good with the person, okay, something is not good with the lady, they should consult gynecologist. If required, we start medicines also.
Okay, so there are medicines.
There are medicines available. Yeah. If it's too serious, then we can start with the medicines also.
So can you share some instance, like you must have encountered with postpartum depression. So can you share some instance?
Yeah. So lots of cases, not here, during my post-graduation time. Okay, so here, they are not coming, I don't know. But in during my PG time, one patient was there. So she delivered her female child. Okay. And that was her fourth female child. Right?
Okay.
So obviously, there are lots of taboos about sex.
Also
in India, it's like, okay. So that is one of one thing. Okay. She went home, normal delivered patient. She went home. She was fine. And suddenly, her family members, they came back, they came back with the lady that she has stopped feeding her baby only, and she is trying to harm the baby, that much depressed. That is too much. So we have referred that patient to psychiatrist, and healing was done, medicines has been started, and then now she is fine, and then now she is feeding her baby properly. So it's like,
it might be
that much serious also, that the patient wants to harm her baby also.
Yes.
It's that much
serious. We never realize that actually. We always think that postpartum depression is something about anxiety, lack of sleep, lack of proper food, or lack of me time, we can say. But this might affect this much.
And one more thing, like many females, they complain that I'm not able to sleep because I have to feed my baby every 2 to 3 hours, so it will affect my health, and they just call and ask. I don't know, that is depression. Yeah, that might be depression, because they are not getting any help, or what they're saying, that my career is gone, I'm not able to work again, I'll become ill, I'm not able to sleep, I'm having lots of headache, I'm having this issues. So family support then comes. If she is having lots of issues, then family should support her. If she is not able to sleep at night, let her collect her milk in something, and then you can feed the baby. Yes. Right, someone can feed the baby, that can also be done.
Yeah, there are lot of
all females' threshold is different. I'll not say that all females are same, all individuals are same. Everyone is different. Some threshold is very high, like at the time of delivery also. Some patient, they say, I can't deliver normally because I can't bear the pain. Okay, yes. And some patients, no, I want to deliver normally, I want to bear the pain. And so it depends, okay. And so it's the female, it's the woman's choice what they want to do. Okay, yes. So like delivered, like postpartum, she has a baby. So family support is very important.
True. Yeah, and ending with female hygiene. So there are a lot of myths and there are a lot of products who claim who has a lot of claim, a false claim also about female hygiene. So what is your thought on that? Like female hygiene?
I'll just explain what is how to maintain the female hygiene. So lots of products, correct? Most commonly we heard about V-Wash. Okay.
Yes.
So yes, they can use V-Wash, but not on a regular basis. Okay. Normally with normal soap and water, because vagina has some pH, it has acidic pH. If you use those products, it will make the pH of the vagina alkaline, and they are more prone of having infections, like fungal infections and all. So just clean the area because that is the moist part, okay? And so females just have to clean the area with normal soap and water, and they just have to keep the area dry. So whenever a female goes to washroom to pass urine, so they just have to clean the area with water and just keep it dry, and keep the area dry with normal tissue or any cloth and nothing else. Okay, because females are more prone for having this urinary tract infection also.
Yes.
And fungal infection also. Okay. So it's very common because of the female anatomy also. Female urethra is very small. So anytime if any infection, because infection is everywhere, infection is everywhere. Yes. So you should be extra careful. Don't let anything, any outside bacteria or any infection to enter your body. Okay. Moisture is the one of the culprit to enter. I mean, it helps the bacteria to grow actually.
Okay.
So that V-Wash and all is just for smell, because so it's just a perfume, that's all. Okay. So
lot of products who claim about maintaining physical female hygiene, and when we use that, when we purchase that, we think we are hygienic enough.
No.
But not required
as such. Okay.
Yes.
If anyone faces any vaginal itching or any vaginal discharge or foul smelling discharge, that is definitely any infection is there. Most common infection is fungal infection for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so they should consult gynecologist immediately.
Yes, that's what I said. People actually believe visiting physical general physician, but female actually take a seat back when they have to discuss something to the gynecologist. We don't actually come up with our issues, the real issues, to the gynecologist. As we already discussed, Googling around and just claiming that we have PCOD, PCOS, and many of us even doesn't know the real meaning of PCOD or PCOS. We just link PCOD as a weight gain or in anxiety issues. So there are a lot of symptoms and a lot of changes, as you just said,
I just want to add, don't label yourself as you're having this disease. First consult, because they just see the symptoms, okay, and they just Google it. All these symptoms matches this disease. I'm having this disease. My friend is having this disease. Yes. I'm having this disease. Okay, so don't label yourself as you're having this disease. So if you are facing any issues, any symptoms, just consult the doctor. And they are the better person that you are having this or not. Okay.
And it is also seen that medication sometimes affects this imbalance, hormonal changes also. Like, we don't prescribe the doctors and we just have the medication, just seeing our friends, as you said, or googling around. Googling around. So it affects us also hormonally, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, like, I'll just tell you, like, for emergency contraception, many persons, they are using this IPL and unwanted 72.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. So, and I have one of my patient. I just remember one of my patient. She told in a month she had 4 or 5 IPLs. So. And she was a young girl, I mean unmarried girl. So they just pop it like a chocolate toffee, they just pop it, yeah, nothing will happen. But these have various, very serious side effects. Okay. So because they these IPLs and all these have like lots of like extra amount of hormones.
Okay.
So these will affect her periods, these will affect her like uterine lining, ovarian, yeah, lots of things. I am not going into detail, but yeah, don't use it like once in a year, that is fine. But don't take it on a regular basis. Like in a month, 4 or 5 IPLs are too much.
Because these are very easily available and even without a prescription, available.
Yeah, yeah, over the counter drug, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and thank you. We had a lot of knowledgeable discussions. And I guess my viewers who had seen that and who will see the recorded one also will get enlightened with the knowledge you have shared. Thank you once again. With your busy schedule, you have taken us the time. Thank you for that. And so we will discuss some other days about many other concerns like breast cancer and breast many other things. So for now, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Ruman. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.